Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Hey, the Days of 76 102nd Annual Event going on right now in Deadwood, South Dakota. The rodeo starts on Wednesday at 7 and continues each night through 7 o'clock on Saturday. Don't miss the parades this weekend on Friday at 1:30 and Saturday at 10 a.m. That's daysof76.com. It's going on in Deadwood this week.
Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Tri-State Livestock News, they also have livestock auction reports. They have award-winning columnists, classified ads specific to what you're looking for, special interest sections, and so much more. You can also visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and to subscribe. TSLN.com, that's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Whether you can make it this summer for a trip down the scenic Niobrara River or the Nebraska Star Party that comes up next week at Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies Park area, that's a good one for you. Check that out at NebraskaStarParty.org. Or maybe you're starting to plan that hunting trip this fall for upland birds or something like that. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com. I have a story today that was sent in by Larry Lindstrom a while back to the Good Stuff Files, the Israeli dog versus the Arab dog. The Israelis and Arabs realized that if they continued fighting, they would someday end up destroying the whole world. So they decided to settle their dispute with an ancient practice of a duel. The two, like David and Goliath. This duel would be a dogfight. The Arabs found the biggest, meanest Dobermans and Rottweilers in the world. They bred them together and then crossed their offspring with the meanest Siberian wolves. The negotiators agreed each side would take 5 years to develop the best fighting dog they could. The dog that won that fight would earn its people the right to rule the disputed areas. The losing side would have to lay down its arms for good. They selected only the biggest, strongest puppy of each litter, fed it the best food, and killed all of the other puppies. They used steroids and trainers in their quest for the perfect killing machine. After the 5 years were up, they had a dog that needed to steal prison bars in its cage. Only expert trainers could handle this incredibly nasty and ferocious beast. When the day of the big dog fight finally arrived, the Israelis showed up with a very strange-looking animal, a dachshund that was 10 feet long. Everyone at the dogfight arena felt sorry for the Israelis. No one there seriously thought this weird, odd-looking animal stood any chance against the growling beast over in the Arab camp. All the bookies took one look and predicted that the Arab dog would win in less than a minute. As the cages were opened, the dachshund slowly waddled toward the center of the ring. The Arab dog leaped from its cage and charged the giant wiener dog. As he got to within an inch of the Israeli dog, the dachshund opened its jaws and swallowed the Arab beast whole in one bite. There was nothing left but a small puff of fur from the Arab killer dog's tail floating to the ground. The stunned crowd of international observers, bookies, and media personnel all let out a collective gasp of disbelief. The Arabs approached the Israelis, muttering and shaking their heads in disbelief. "We do not understand," said their leader. "Our top scientists and breeders worked for 5 long years with the meanest, biggest Dobermans, Rottweilers, and wolves. They developed an incredible killing machine of a dog." The Israelis replied, "Well, for 5 years, we've had a team of some Jewish plastic surgeons coming from Boca Raton working to make an alligator look like a dachshund." The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's Saddle Bronc Match in the Open A Angus Arena. How to get there? Well, you take I-94, Exit 7 in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. When? August the 3rd, 1 p.m. Gates open at 11. It's a Saddle Bronc Match at the annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. Go to hotnrd.com.
Here's a couple of little things we're going to leave you with. If you're in a bad situation, don't worry. It'll change. If you're in a good situation, don't worry. It'll change.
Oh, it will. Yes.
That's right. And when a thing is funny, search it carefully for the hidden truth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And count on it. The grocery bag that breaks will be the one with the eggs. And we can throw a couple more in before we are out of time. Words that soak into your ears are whispered, not yelled. And don't accept your dog's admiration as conclusive evidence that you are wonderful. Going to close with this one. You reveal your own character by the way you describe others. I think that's very solid.
Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.